Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Good morning. The skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are clear, with pleasant temperatures inviting residents to enjoy the outdoors. In Haifa, a gentle breeze complements the sunny weather, making it the perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, a terrorist from Hezbollah's Radwan force was arrested in southern Lebanon. The arrest came during a large-scale operation by IDF forces, as reported by Walla just in. Also, former National Security Advisor Dr. Ilan Hulata suggests the U.S. is preparing for an attack amid stalled negotiations with Iran. This insight was shared earlier today by Mariv. Also this hour, Iran and Hezbollah's ceasefires require more than declarations to maintain peace. The Jerusalem Post reports that Trump's strategy involves economic pressure along with ceasefires. Separately, Israeli officials warn that the Lebanon ceasefire could collapse at any moment. This comes as Hezbollah continues launching drones, according to Ynet from earlier today. And finally, Lebanese reports accuse Israel of a strike on journalists. This is part of the ongoing tensions in the region. Here's what people are saying online. Dan Bermawi questioned the financial aid the U.S. provides to Israel. He highlighted the substantial Israeli economy and called for clarity, posting earlier today. Times of Israel shared news about the recovery of a journalist's body from a building struck by the IDF. This update came in earlier today. Hussein Haider revealed that Lebanon's deep state is proposing a new offer to Israel. The offer involves a ceasefire and land negotiations, as noted in his post from earlier today. Now for more on those stories, starting with the arrest in southern Lebanon. IDF forces conducted a significant operation, capturing a member of Hezbollah's Radwan force. This operation highlights ongoing tensions despite the ceasefire. The arrest indicates the fragile nature of current peace efforts. Turning to Dr. Ilan Hulata's statements, he believes the U.S. might be gearing up for military action due to stalled talks with Iran. This reflects broader geopolitical strategies affecting Israel's security landscape. Such developments could influence regional stability and diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, the call for enforcement of ceasefires with Iran and Hezbollah underscores a need for more than verbal agreements. The Jerusalem Post notes that economic sanctions could be a tool to ensure compliance. This approach could affect regional economies and international alliances. On the Lebanese front, with reports of attacks on journalists, tensions remain high. The alleged strike on journalists by Israel adds to the complexity of the ceasefire situation. This raises concerns about media safety and the broader humanitarian impact of the conflict. Turning to business and markets. First, Israeli software companies face competition from Salesforce, not just AI startups. CTech reports that the platforms developed by Israel pose a challenge to its own tech sector. Separately, Israel and Turkey are competing for a major contract to defend Japan. Walla Business states that this billion-dollar battle reflects shifting defense priorities post-October 7. And finally, a high-value real estate transaction in Jerusalem. Globes reports an American Israeli purchased two apartments in David's Village for over 66 million shekels, intending to merge them. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.